Welcome back, everyone. This week, I chat with James, a registered nurse, but not just any ordinary nurse. He works in an operating room. Join me as I find out what it's like behind the curtain. Welcome to Career Quest, James. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Thanks for asking. I'd love for you to tell me what you mainly do for your job, because it's going to be interesting.
So I currently work as a registered nurse in the surgical department. So I actually work inside the operating room, and I help to what's called circulating and scrubbing. So I'll kind of help coordinate the room for surgeries. So I do different types of surgeries. I do cardiothoracic, vascular, endovascular, neuro, robotics, and general surgery. So sometimes if I'm circulating the room, I kind of just make sure the patient's safe, kind of coordinate the whole room, make sure we've got all the like sutures or implants or anything that they might need for the surgery. And then when I scrub, I help actually assist the surgeon, like on instruments, kind of help them retract and do different things on the actual sterile field.
Cool. Have you ever held a human heart before?
I have. When I scrub in for open heart surgeries, I help assist the surgeon when they're astomosing the bypasses that they're doing. I help the surgeon hold the heart so he can get into hard to reach places so he can do his sutures. And then I will also blow the blood out of the way. We have this little almost looks like a little pencil that blows air out of the way, and it blows the blood out of the way so the surgeon can see as he's suturing.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. It feels like a cold rubber eraser, like the old school.
It's like disgusting, but cool at the same time.
It's interesting, but the heart's not pumping, right? Because so in order to do open heart surgery, a lot of times they completely stop the heart and we put them on what's called bypass. So they'll put push potassium, and too much potassium in any human heart will actually stop it from beating. So they'll push enough potassium to start the heart, and they have a bypass machine that takes over of the job of the heart. So the surgeon's actually able to work on the heart without it beating, so it can be still enough so he can actually suture and do what he has to do.
Cool. Okay, how did you originally get interested in this career?
It's something that I've always wanted to be in service of others. I've always wanted to give back and kind of be my own superhero kind of way. So I feel like this was like the way of doing it, you know, of helping others and giving back in service. And I feel like nursing allows you to do that and so much more.
What kind of training or schooling did you have to complete to become a registered nurse?
So you have to do 2 years of general prereqs. And there's particular prereqs that the nursing school likes. So they want you to do like anatomy, physiology, microbiology. Then once you kind of finish all your prereqs and your general education, you apply to the actual nursing program. So that was another 2 years of nursing school. And I did that at a community college. I got my associate's degree, but the academic standard is that you eventually have to get your bachelor's. So then I went to further my education at Cal State Fullerton to get my bachelor's degree in nursing.
What do you have to wear to your job?
So the cool part about surgery is that they give us scrubs because they want to make sure that the scrubs are cleaned properly and that they have no other kind of biocontaminants going into the surgical field. So I literally go to work in like gym clothes and my pajamas. Once I get there, I get clean, specially processed scrubs that I use in the OR. And so they're pretty much like pajamas.
Cool. I know. It's really be super comfortable.
They are very comfortable.
What is your favorite part about your job?
I think my favorite part about my job is seeing all the surgeries that I get to see. I mean, I see a lot of open hearts and brain surgeries and crazy abdominal cases. And I love helping to save lives. I mean, that's what we do. We save lives. And I feel like that's so, it like feeds your soul. It's something that feeds your soul on a daily basis when you're there at work, because you know that work you're doing is helping to save lives or improve, you know, people's quality of life.
Yeah. What is your least favorite part about your job?
I think the least part of my favorite, the least part about particular in the OR is that you have to take call. So you'll do your full-time work, right? And then sometimes it sucks because you'll have to do additional calls. So you can get called at like 3 a.m. for a crashing heart or a crashing cranny. I mean, I appreciate helping those patients out, but sometimes it's a little, you know, 3 a.m, getting woken up, yeah, you're like, oh, no, I gotta go. It's a little, I feel like that's the stressful part about my job.
Yeah. I could agree. It's hard getting up in the morning.
Like 3 a.m. Especially that early. Yeah, you have to be in like 30 minutes. I'm like, okay, there's a crashing heart. You have to be here in 30 minutes and you have to get to work in 30 minutes and kind of get your head in the game, you know, to do what you need to do for the patient. So I feel like that's probably the, I don't want to say it's the least favorite part, but I definitely would say it's like the most stressful part of the job.
Do you think your job helps people? And if so, how?
Oh, yes. Daily. We save lives. You know, that's what we do. That's our business.
We probably didn't even need that question. It's just obvious. It's obvious. It saves life.
Yeah.
Do you only work in the operating room or do you do other jobs as a nurse?
So one of the things that I love about nursing is that you are never stuck in one place. There are so many opportunities and paths that you can go and do. So I initially started in the ER. I did ER for 3 years, and then I've been in the OR for the past 4 years. And then the last year I've been doing aesthetic nursing. So that's more on the cosmetic side, beauty enhancing. So like Botox and chemical pills and lip fillers and nose fillers. And so those are my two other backgrounds that I have, but there's not enough lifetime to do everything that nursing has to offer. You're literally, there's so much you can do with it. Forensic nursing, ICU, like med-surg, pediatrics, like emergency med, like you're never stuck in one place. And that's what I love about nursing is you can always grow and challenge yourself to learn a new specialty.
Okay, cool. Again, cool.
Yeah, you're never stuck, which is, it's great. You know, you're truly never stuck. So if you're unhappy in something or you feel like you have a passion for something else, you just train it and go into that new specialty.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm bored of this one. Let's change again.
Yeah, you can switch it up. And there's not enough lifetime to do everything nursing has to offer. I mean, it's pretty special in that sense.
What was your dream job as a kid?
I wanted to be like a famous actor or singer growing up. I was just like, I don't know, just something I fantasized about. But I do not regret getting into nursing. It's been so rewarding.
Thanks for talking with me today, James.
Of course, no problem. Anytime. Do you have any other questions? Is there anything that you're more curious about?
I think I got it all set. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you get your audio. And if you do, I love you.